Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, a different person. If you really want to escape the things that harass you, what you're needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person. Seneca. How often do we wish the world would change for us? How often do we think that we can just run away from our troubles? Maybe we don't like the job that we're in, and maybe we think our coworkers are lazy and don't appreciate us. Maybe we think our boss doesn't appreciate us. Maybe we don't like the town that we live in. Maybe we wish that the people around us were cooler or smarter or funnier or better looking. Maybe we don't like the house that we live in. Maybe we wish our partner would change because they're the problem in the relationship. Maybe we wish our kids would be better kids. There are so many things that we could point our fingers at and say, if this would only change, then I would be happy. Now, some of these things you do have a little bit of control over. You can move to a different town if you want. You can change jobs if you want. You can change partners if you want. But the thing is that even if you change all of these external things, what if you're the problem? What if you're the one who is the problem in the relationship? What if you're the one at work that is belligerent towards your coworkers and, you know, is difficult to actually work with, but you don't see it? Maybe your kids aren't very good because you haven't treated them well. There's so many things in this world that we wish would change that are outside of ourselves. And what Seneca is telling us here is that anywhere you go, anything you do, there's always going to be things that annoy you. And the common thread of those things is always you. So the only thing that you can truly change that will get rid of all of those annoyances is yourself. And sitting here wishing for all of these things outside of ourselves to change is basically putting our happiness, the dependence of our happiness, on something outside of ourselves that we have very little control over. If you can learn to be happy in pretty much any circumstance, then you can be the master of your world. You can take any job that you like. You can be a much better partner. You can be a much better parent. So basically, what Seneca is telling us here is that old quote that is often attributed to Gandhi: be the change that you wish to see in the world. Remember, it's not the external circumstances that determine your level of happiness. I mean, you could be living in a gigantic, beautiful house and have what looks to be the most perfect life and still be absolutely miserable. We see that all the time. Or you could be living in a shack with barely a penny to your name and be the happiest person in the world. The choice is always yours. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear discussed on this show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll down to the bottom of the front page, and then you'll see a message box where you can send me a message, and I'll do my best to answer your question using Stoic principles. Also, while you're there, go ahead and sign up for our newsletter, and if you're feeling generous, go ahead and donate to our Patreon account. Also, if you could do me a favor and give me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. And have a great day.